While Joe Biden has been on a green energy tangent since taking office, some of his policies are hindering electric vehicle tax credits. I'm Gary Franchi, and Everyday News Breaks here. Be the first to know, tap subscribe, and stay informed. Before I get to that, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. It feels like it'll hit at any moment. Are you ready? Have you stocked up for at least 3 months? If not, click more below and check out preparewithgary.com for new lower prices. Save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit plus free shipping. Visit preparewithgary.com right now and save $200 per kit. Now back to the news. The president recently announced new regulations that would make it more difficult to qualify for the $7,500 tax credit offered to consumers who purchase an EV. This move has been met with some criticism from both sides of the aisle, with Senator Joe Manchin leading the charge against these new rules. Daily Wire reports that the new rules, which are set to take effect on April 18th, will limit eligibility for the tax credit to vehicles with battery packs larger than 7 kilowatt hours. This means that many popular models such as the Nissan Leaf and Chevy Bolt will no longer qualify for the credit. Additionally, automakers must now certify that their EVs are made with at least 50% U.S. source parts in order to receive the credit. These new requirements have been met with strong opposition from automakers and consumers alike, as they could significantly reduce the sales of EVs and make them more expensive overall. Watch.
But the big thing is tomorrow, what everyone's waiting for, is Treasury's guidance on the EV tax credits. Basically, there's battery restrictions and rules that need to be in place that Joe Manchin wanted very, very, very badly. Basically, they want the batteries to be built in North America and also have critical elements from trade partners or even US-based kind of producers. So once we hear that, that'll kind of tell us how many cars are gonna be affected by that. So we already heard Tesla say, hey, they've told internally that their Model 3 reportedly will not qualify the base version because it uses a battery from China. So we'll see how this affects. And basically, if that's the case, you lose the entire tax credit. So we're going to hear more about that tomorrow. Maybe Treasury will be more lenient for the manufacturers, or they'll be more strict. So that's a big deal. So tomorrow we should get that guidance.
All right.
Just real quick, for people who've been waiting to buy an electric vehicle because they're waiting to find out what this tax rate is going to be, tomorrow they're going to get that information.
Well, they should buy now, because right now every EV is...
It's going to get more restrictive
every EV
as of
built
tomorrow.
In North America is good to go. So you got to get delivery by tomorrow.
Senator Manchin has been particularly vocal in his opposition to these new rules, calling them unacceptable and accusing the Biden administration of trying to pick winners and losers. In a statement, Senator Manchin wrote, yet again, the guidance released by the Department of the Treasury completely ignores the intent of the Inflation Reduction Act. It is horrific that the administration continues to ignore the purpose of the law, which is to bring manufacturing back to America and ensure we have reliable and secure supply chains. American tax dollars should not be used to support manufacturing jobs overseas. It's a pathetic excuse to spend more taxpayer dollars as quickly as possible and further cedes control to the Chinese Communist Party in the process. Manchin also vowed to sue the administration if they did not reverse their decision on this issue. Manchin believes that these new regulations will hurt American workers by making it harder for companies like Tesla and General Motors to compete in the EV market. He also argues that this move is a step backwards in terms of reducing emissions, as it could discourage people from buying EVs altogether. The Biden administration's decision to tighten eligibility requirements for EV tax credits is sure to have far-reaching implications on both consumers and automakers alike. It remains unclear whether or not Senator Manchin will be successful in his efforts to reverse these regulations, but one thing is certain, this issue is far from resolved. Let's continue the conversation in the comments below for the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi. Thank you for watching that report. I'd like to ask you a question. Are widespread food shortages the next big thing? As far as I can tell, it looks like it. Whenever I look around, it seems like everything is going to come crashing down at any moment. You're ready, aren't you? Are you prepared with at least 3 months worth of food stocked up in case of an emergency? Well, you can find new lower prices from My Patriot Supply if you tap more below and go to preparewithgary.com, where you'll find new lower prices from My Patriot Supply. In addition, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping as well. There's enough food in this kit to nourish one person for a solid 3 months. The kit includes breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. It provides you with 2,000 calories a day, which will keep you full and satisfied throughout the day. Now is the perfect time for you to save $200 on our preparewithgary.com kit. The kits will be shipped to you fast and free of charge. That's preparewithgary.com. We'll see you at the next report for the next news network. I'm Gary Franchi.
You possess the power to impact the global narrative. Please share this report. And to get more videos like this, become a Next News subscriber by clicking the link below. Thank you for watching the Next News Network.